All right, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, I just believe tonight that those who've stayed, Lord, that they're just going to receive unconditional love. Lord, that faith has been released in this place for people to receive your unconditional love. I just want you right now, in faith, to just put your hands up to God. Just keep your eyes closed. Don't even look at anyone else, but in faith, just put your hands up to God. The Bible says that he loved you. He loved you before you were ever born. He loved you before you ever did those things you're so ashamed of. He loved you without any conditions. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that all we have to do is believe in him. All we have to do is believe that there's a God who is love. The Bible says God is love, and that he loves us so much. So right now, Father, we just come before you. And Father, we thank you for this unconditional love. It's beyond our imaginations that there's a God who could love us so much, no matter what we do, no matter what we've done. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you took away all of our excuses. Your word even says we don't have an excuse once we've heard the gospel. Because once we've heard the gospel, we don't need an excuse. Once we've heard the gospel, we don't need to hide behind excuses. Once we've heard the gospel, we don't need to buy lies anymore. What a freedom. It's for freedom that he sets us free. It's for the freedom to just enjoy our life. It's for the freedom to just enjoy our God. To enjoy one another. I just want you to Just allow his presence to touch you. You can put your hands down or up, whatever's comfortable, but I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to see. And here's the picture he's showing me. I want you to see yourself standing at the cross of Calvary. I want you to see yourself. I want you to see yourself looking at the cross. Just to say, God, you did love me. You really died for everything I'd ever do wrong. You really died for every lie I'd ever believe, even the lies I believed about you. You died for me. You died because you love me. You died to separate sin from me. And I see Jesus walking up behind you, and he's in his glorified body, and he is just so full of joy. And I see him walking up, he's putting his arms around you, and he's saying, I'm not on the cross anymore. I'm not on that cross anymore. And if you'll let me just love you, you'll begin to know that I live inside of you. If you accept what I did for you on that cross, that unconditional love, if you just accept that right now, quit thinking about your sin. Whoa. Quit thinking about your failures. Quit thinking about how many times you've returned to your sin. Just let all that go. There was never any conditions to my unconditional love. You just didn't understand that. Jesus right now. And even as you hug Jesus, I see two angels. And they've got these big, ribbon cutters, wire cutters in their hands. And I see them cutting the chains of love with conditions off of you. Cutting the chains off of your hands and your feet that kept you continually dealing with sin, continually feeling like a failure, continually feeling like you were rejected. My God, are you failed? taking where the wire is still around your hands, just slipping it off like you would a bracelet, and just bending down to your legs and just taking off where that wire held you in bondage. And you're like rubbing your, you're just rubbing your wrist, looking at Jesus like, wow. You take the nails and your feet and your hands so I could be free. Thank you. Thank you. It does seem ridiculous, Jesus, that there's something I could do to repay you. It's just really ridiculous, isn't it? So I don't have to try, do I? Couldn't do it if I tried. Is my thank you enough? And I hear the Lord saying, even if you didn't say thank you, I still died for you. Some of you, and you're just stuck behind those walls of self-hate, of failure and self-rejection. I see you standing up, and you're peeking over that wall, and I see Jesus. He's on the other side, and as you stand on your tiptoes because you really want to receive, wall is just going down and down and down and down and down and down, and you're tempted to jump over it, but the Lord says, no, if you jump over it, it'll still be there for you to jump back behind. Let it go all the way down. And I see you looking down at that wall, and you can't wait until it disappears. There it goes. It's now under your feet. It's under your feet. Don't even have to move. I see Jesus walking towards you. Oh, some of you, there's that shield. Wait a minute. I don't need that kind of love. I don't need that kind of forgiveness. I really didn't do anything. I really have handled it all by myself. Did you see what I did, Jesus? Did you see what I did? I don't know that I want to come out from this place of love with conditions, because boy, you know, I was kind of like Paul. Boy, I could do everything right. And I see the Lord kind of walking past you. And you're watching him walk right to that person who you felt so superior to. And you're kind of looking like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Jesus. They don't even speak in tongues yet. Jesus. They were smoking a cigarette in the parking lot. Jesus, you didn't hear the way she talked about her husband this morning on the phone. You just didn't hear that. Excuse me, Jesus, why do you have your arms all around them? Why are you hugging them? Why are you kissing their head? Why are you putting a ring on their finger? Why are you whispering your name in that way of unconditional love? Didn't you see me? Didn't you see all that I did? I mean, ever since I got saved, I never sinned again. Well, not really. And I've been to every church meeting, Jesus. And did you see how much money I spent to go to the Philippines? Did you see that? It wasn't like Cindy where the ministry paid for it. I had to pay for my own. Did you see that? Jesus, you're not even listening. You're not even listening to all the things I've done. You should be over here with me. You should be over here loving me. You should be over here. I see the Lord walking over to you. Moses, come for those who know that they need me. Not those who've done everything without me. I to feel satisfied. But I want you to know something. I do love you. I do love you, but as long as you keep that guard up, as long as you keep yourself up on that high place, as long as you keep looking down at them, as long as you keep looking at your works, as long as you keep comparing yourself to others, my unconditional love, you can't receive because you don't think you need it. But Jesus, I do think I need it because, you know, I really don't like the way I think. I really don't like the way I compare myself. I really don't like the way I lose my temper. I really don't like the way, Jesus, I'm just going to put this shield, this fake shield of mine down. I'm going to put this down because, you know, I'm really tired of it. I'm really tired of thinking that I should deserve something special because of what I'm doing. But God, I know in my heart, whoa, I haven't even done the things for you by your Spirit. You know, Jesus, I think I began in the Spirit, but I picked it up in the flesh. You know, I'm not content there because it's not really about you there. It's about me, and I'm tired of it being about me. I'm tired of trying to put the spotlight on myself. Jesus, can I just be hidden in you? Can I just be hidden in you? Jesus, you do deserve all the glory. Forgive me for touching your glory. And I want you to see Jesus just hugging you right now. Just receiving you right now. Just loving you right now. Receive from him. This is kind of cool. I see the person who thought they were so bad, and the person who thought they were so good. I see them merging into one body. Be one. The Bible says be one as he is one. He, the Father, and the Son. That when we're one, they'll know we love one another. They'll know it's supernatural. They'll know it's because we know Christ. Receive that kind of love right now. Receive that kind of love right now. Just don't even look around what anybody else is doing. You receive it. This is between you and God. The Lord says, if you're still behind that wall and you can't feel that love, at least peek over and get hungry for it. And he'll get you there. He'll get that wall down. He will get that wall down when you're not afraid to let it go. It's going to be a process for some of you, but it's coming down. You're going to learn to trust him. Now I see the Lord taking each of you back in your childhood. Back to that first place of rejection. Back to that first place where the enemy tried to make you ashamed. Ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of someone else. Where you either picked up mean and you could handle everything and haughty. Or you just believed it and you hated yourself. Whoa. For some of you, I see the Lord going all the way back to the moment you were conceived. And your father didn't want you. Or your mother didn't want you. Or they thought they couldn't afford you. Or they weren't married. And all that rejection, the spirit of rejection covered your life. I see Jesus right now. And he's taking that spirit of rejection. And he's removing it from you right now. And he's handing it to an angel to take to the pit. And I see him putting his hands around even that little embryo. And he's saying, life, 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 life. I have a good plan for you. I have an awesome life for you. I have an awesome life for you. And I speak healing right now to those places that people can't even remember. I speak healing right now. Unconditional love. I see you standing there with Jesus, even looking at that embryo. Wow, Lord, I didn't know we could go back this far. And God says, love yourself. Love your life. Love that this is where I placed you. Love that I can make even the bad things work for good. And I want you right now to see yourself, even in your mother's womb. And I want you to just say, I love you. I love you. I'm so glad you were born. Some of you need to say it out loud. I love you, and I'm so glad you were born. I love you, and I'm so glad you were born. I break the power of hating my life. I thank you for my life. I see some of you being born, and there was still so much strife. There was still anger and parents who were fighting and just so much rejection. And some of you had parents on drugs who couldn't even be there for you. And I just see the Lord taking you over to that moment that the baby was there. And he wants you to hold that baby in your arms, and it's you. And he wants you to see what the Father sees. Life is awesome. Such a gift. And I want you to look at yourself, and I want you to say, you are such a cute baby. And I love you. I love you. And I canceled the assignment of the enemy to cause me to hate you. Forgive me. Jesus, forgive me for hating myself. I love myself. Now, some of you at different ages in your childhood, God's going to bring right now some of you very specific memories. A time when you felt really rejected. Maybe you were molested. Maybe you were just shamed in some way. Maybe you were afraid and left alone somewhere. Whatever that place is, wherever that place is where you decided you hated people, where you decided you hated who your dad is, you hate your mom, there must be something wrong with you. Why would they do that to you? Why would they leave you? Why would they yell at you? I want you to, right now, I want you to see yourself at that age. I want you to see yourself at that age. I want you to look at yourself. Jesus is right there with you. He has his arms right around you. And he says, I'm giving you my unconditional love. Now extend it to yourself. Extend it to yourself when people made fun of you and you hated yourself. Extend it to yourself when you were so sick that you seemed to be a burden. Just extend it to yourself. Say, I'm so glad that you're alive. I love you. I love you. I just want you to take just like a few seconds here and let God bring those times that you hated yourself, or those times that you hated somebody trying to make you hate yourself. And instead, I want you to take that time to Jesus.